Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week we travel, virtually of course, to Southeast Asia to hear the story of a building complex in the centre of Ho Chi Minh City that forms a symbol of relations between Vietnam and Germany. To tell us more, here's our Hong Kong bureau chief, James Chambers.
There's a new name shining brightly on the skyline in Ho Chi Minh City. Deutsches Haus appears in lights on the outside of a new 25-storey commercial tower at 33 Le Duan Boulevard, the Champs-Élysées of old Saigon. While a clue is in the name, the entrance leaves little doubt about the building's provenance. Sculptures of Berlin's city symbol, the bear, have been decorated by local Vietnamese artists and dot the lobby. Meanwhile, a big video screen above the reception plays images on a loop of German footballers, high-tech wind farms, and beer festivals. Eagle-eyed patriots might even recognize that the marble tiling is the same as that in the Bundestag. Deutsches Haus is home to the German consulate, several cultural institutions, and a who's who of household-name German companies. The building's sleek black facade was designed by the famous German architect Meinhard von Goerken of GMP Architects. The highly engineered, super-sustainable tower is currently at 95% occupancy. The penthouse, one of the few empty spaces, had been earmarked as the residence of the German Consul General, until the Foreign Ministry back in Berlin decided that their woman in Saigon needed a swimming pool. Its double-height ceilings and 360-degree views overlook the sprawling French consulate and residence across the road, as well as the low-rise US compound, drastically reduced in size and stature since the last helicopter left the city as it fell in 1975. Every morning, when the French consul strolls to work, the diplomatic representative of Vietnam's former colonial power must look up at his towering European neighbour and wonder, what happened? The answer is a German entrepreneur called Horst Geiker. The 65-year-old Hamburger made his first fortune in Hong Kong supplying clothing to Puma, later moving into property and shuttling back and forth to Vietnam. When he found out that his country owned an empty plot of land in downtown District 1, he hounded Berlin for 3 years until they finally took an interest. It almost became a hobby to keep nagging them, says Geiker, while sat in his office inside Deutsches Haus. Next up, he had to convince Hanoi to extend the land use for commercial purposes. West Germany originally acquired the site from the old South Vietnamese government in 1960, solely for diplomatic use. Fortunately for Geiker, Germany still has strong ties with the communist leadership. Ho Chi Minh's powerful party secretary was educated in what was then East Germany, and he speaks the language, as do an estimated 400,000 of his compatriots. The East's most famous daughter, Angela Merkel, signed the agreement with her Vietnamese counterpart back in 2011, during her first state visit to the country as chancellor. However, a clash of ideologies did cause diplomatic differences and some delays. The ribbon cutting was suspended for 2 years after Vietnamese intelligence agents kidnapped a businessman in Berlin. I will see my first money in 3 years, says Geiker, who still had to tender for his own project. He put up the $120 million building costs, along with two other investors, in return for the commercial rights for 60 years, on the proviso that the consulate and cultural bodies stay for free and Berlin gets the building back at the end of the lease. It's a unique public-private partnership that could stand as a mixed-use model for future diplomatic developments on prime real estate. A more sustainable alternative to selling state assets to the highest bidder and with far better branding. And yes, Deutsches Haus does serve sausages and currywurst, but it's more about seeing Germany from a different perspective. The wine-growing region of Rhineland-Pfalz, for instance, has its own trade office inside the building to promote German grapes. Saigoners of every nationality can now go up to the rooftop bar, order a chilled bottle of Riesling, and raise a glass to the new-look Ho Chi Minh City.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to James Chambers for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.